preclinically, eribulin works even in the setting of PI3 kinase pathway signaling. And even in the eribulin label now, it's been changed to say that with mesenchymal biology, which is usually driven by the PI3 kinase pathway, that eribulin works preclinically. So that's in the label, and that's certainly been my experience. You know, it's approved for sarcoma. You know, and this gal had a sarcomatous, you know, metaplastic residual stuff, you know. So anyway, marvelous case. Just love that case.
That's amazing. You mentioned PI3 kinase mutations a bunch of times, and obviously they're very common. I thought that the main implication related to PI3 kinase inhibitors, but you're kind of alluding to something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. You know, I think that if you have really strong signaling through the PI3 kinase pathway, those cancer cells are going to be certainly resistant to endocrine therapies, some chemotherapies. The PI3 kinase pathway leads to increase of DNA repair. PIK3C beta actually goes into the nucleus and helps with double-strand repair. And so getting rid of PI3 kinase signaling is important for restoring chemotherapy and endocrine therapy sensitivity. But eribulin is a different animal. It works even in the context. There's very nice preclinical data models that are signaling through PI3 kinase, PIK3CA mutant models where eribulin works just fine. It's agnostic to PI3 kinase mutations.
So what do you see in terms of future implications?
Well, eribulin is an agent that has been combined now with pembrolizumab. And I think that's very interesting. It's for pretreated patients because, you know, the checkpoint inhibitors are not going to work for all patients. There's going to be some of these triple negatives that have more mesenchymal biology. And, you know, they're not going to have deficiency in double-strand DNA repair, which at least preclinically, there's a connection between deficiency in double-strand DNA repair and activation of the STING pathway and upregulation of PD-L1 and influx of TIL in preclinical models. But if you've got signaling down through the PI3 kinase pathway and DNA repair proficiency, that may be one mechanism of resistance to the checkpoint inhibitor. So if eribulin can speak to that biology and reverse some of that biology combined with a checkpoint inhibitor, that may become a very important option for some patients.
Interesting.